Thanks so much for calling Brilliant Fine and Cust.
Good afternoon, Brilliant.
Oh, good afternoon, Katie. It's Garrett. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You
talk to me tomorrow.
I know, right? You're like the third viewer that I said Happy Friday, and they're like, it's my Thursday. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
You're right, exactly. Yeah, it's not really Friday.
Than I do. I know you work harder than I do.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's just different. It's not harder. It's just different.
That's too kind of you. Any other?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, but everything's good, I hope. Everything's, you know.
Yeah, everything is fine. Everything is fine.
You don't sound like it is. You're like, it's like you're telling yourself everything is fine.
Correct. I have to do that at least once a day.
I was just following to make sure that the ovals I sent got there. That's all.
Yes, they got there. They got here. They're
perfect.
Here. They're on Jamie's desk. I don't think he's had a moment to look at them, but they're here. Thank you for sending them.
That's all I needed to know. It's I have trust issues.
With the postal service or
with any service.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, after last week, it was a nightmare. Not a single package left for us.
Well, the weather. I think
you
know when the weather is bad in random places, it just makes everything worse.
When they're not used to it, when they're not, you know. It's,
correct. And then it's like something stuck in Memphis for like 4 days, and you're like, this is really annoying. Yeah.
Right.
I understand.
Right.
I understand.
World's best heist, you know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, man, Memphis has got half of RDI's inventory. God knows who else is.
Correct.
You know.
Right. God knows what's in Memphis. Yeah. It's
right.
It's the place to go. Right.
Right.
I get it.
Well,
no, but no, right now we're good. Right now
right.
They're on our desk.
Good.
So that's good.
Good, good, good. And, shoot, there was something else I was going to ask you. Oh, who are we rooting for? Are you Patriots camp or Seahawks camp?
I didn't even know who was playing. But I do think one of the, I think it's the Seahawks coach grew up in Roswell, I think. So in that case, we'll have to root for him.
Okay, that's good.
But honestly,
I don't like the Patriots, but I'm a Bills fan. But that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, there was nothing really pushing me to either side until I found that out.
I probably won't even watch it.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Yeah.
But I heard he grew up here. He went to high school here, and he went to Georgia for college. I think he played on the team there. Lots of injuries, from what I heard. And
you've
and
heard
yeah,
a lot.
So you know what it was? It was like in this mom's group where someone was like, if you need a reason to watch this, let me give you a little background because no one cares, you know? So.
Yeah.
That was it.
I'm right there with you. It's like everyone's just talking and you're like, I'm going to absorb the spark notes.
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, if you guys need anything, I'm here till 5:30, but it's always a pleasure chatting with you. And
yes.
I don't know if I'm flying through your fair city. One of my reps will be there for a half an hour today in Atlanta. Katie's wife. Tammy will be down there. She's going to North Carolina, so she's just doing a pass-through. We are both going to RJO, and I don't know if we're going to Atlanta or not. I just want to stop in Atlanta and hang out.
Well, you'll have to come see us. If you do, we'd love to hang out for a little bit.
With all of your free time and my free time. Let's figure
exactly.
out.
But we'll make it work. Make it work. Listen, life is short. You got to make time for the important stuff.
This is true. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that said, I'll let you run.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.